A Rural Focus. Hello and welcome again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Agriculture plays a huge part in that. It's still our biggest and most important industry statewide.
That coming from State Senate Majority Leader Mark Norris, and he lives about in the only rural area left in Shelby County, but he knows there are many rural areas in his 32nd district and, of course, all across the state. And tonight, he says Governor Bill Haslam, in his State of the State address, will discuss more ways for economic development in rural Tennessee.
You will hear in the Governor's State of the State a number of initiatives designed to help the rural areas of Tennessee, something we've worked on over the summer. There will be something introduced called REO, the Rural Economic Opportunity Act, which I've been asked to sponsor, and I'm pleased to do that. You know, we farm in West Tennessee. I'm all about rural Tennessee, wherever they may be, and so there'll be some initiatives there that I think will find favor with the taxpayers.
The Governor's State of the State address will take place tonight at the State Capitol at 6 o'clock Central. This is where he will lay out his budget proposal to lawmakers, and Leader Norris will carry that legislation, and dealing with the budget surplus is often more difficult to work with.
It's always harder when you have more money than you budgeted than when you have less. It's sort of contrary to what people would think. But the first question is, how much should we put in our rainy day reserve fund? You know, when is the next recession coming? What much do we need to weather that storm? And then for education and transportation and public safety, we've got to see where we need to spend some extra attention.
And hopefully Leader Norris and the General Assembly will see fit to use some of the projected $350 million budget surplus on helping our farmers and rural Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.